This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Live from Salem and State Representative Court Boyce, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite.
So talk about what's going on in Salem, and I guess maybe I want to go a different direction to begin, because a lot of focus has been on what's happening in the Senate, but let's talk about what you've been involved in and what is happening in the House in recent days.
You know, the Senate asked us not to walk because they had a strategy, and it was a risk, and just the dedication that they've got, Kyle, it has worked. It is slowing down so we can stop 2, 3, even 4 of these really horrible bills that are just bad for Oregon. And so every day is a new challenge, but I just support the approach that they've taken and the work that is going to get done in the long term. The budget is, they're just making very good decisions, and I gratefully admire their courage.
So let's talk about some of the things you've done in the House. Remind people about the committees you're on, first of all.
You know, housing and homeless, we've done a few things that have been better for long term. Certainly the landlord incentives, some bills that have actually gone through the House with good bipartisan support. Anything we can do that is improving business, contractors, development, all very important. So I do see some good things happening there. We still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm curious about the time frame of things, given the slowdown in the Senate. Are we going to hit a point here where it's going to be very hard to get through all the legislation, all the budget setting that's on the table?
You know, we'll stay as long as we have to, and I know the Senate. I'm speaking for them. They're here every day, but they're not going to be participating in the floor session when it's not productive, and it's not just. You know, there's so many bipartisan bills, Kyle, that don't get the big headlines that would be good for our state, good for families, good for businesses, even good for the environment. We have put on the House side. We have put some tax relief bills out there that should get bipartisan support, and we can't get them moved. We've done everything we can. Even I mentioned Earth Day was 2 weeks ago, and some really responsible bills. School safety, we have given 5 or 6 bills, and we could only get one of them. Whether we could get just enough Democratic support to get it completed. Public safety, you know, law enforcement, none of those bills have moved, and that's sad for us, but we're just staying the course and going to remain very, very vigilant.
I imagine things are pretty fractured relationship-wide crossing the aisle up there right now.
You know, we're trying to avoid having hard feelings, and I admire the people. I feel very fortunate that I work with. We have 11 women. We have 12 men on the House side I'm just amazed. I mean, I knew that I would be able to be around like-minded, like-hearted people, and yet just to be a part of that and encourage and contribute where I can. We're here for the long term, and the issues that I just mentioned, they are so important to our state's economy, our families, our entire education system, certainly our public safety, and just the liberty of being an Oregonian and the freedom that we were all raised with, and we want to leave our kids and grandkids, of course.
I know the GOP has talked a lot about wanting to make Oregon a more business-friendly state. Do you see anything in that direction getting through the session?
You know, the governor's talking, saying, hitting the right notes there, but there's not enough action because the bills that we are opposed to are not good for development, not good for the small employer, the person that does that tremendous risk taking, the first one to work, the last one to leave, and the last one to get paid. We are passing legislation here that the Republicans are opposed to that are not making it better for them. And so we hope to turn that tide. Again, we'll never give up. Most people that have been in business or that appreciate what businesses do, they understand that the economy is where you start wearing down the homeless aspect. The whole public safety, good economy. The old saying, rising tide lifts all boats. And it's just proven over and over again historically.
What do you see on your schedule over the next few days that you're particularly interested in?
Well, of course, the VA home. I just left a Veterans Caucus meeting, Senate and House combined, and we've got a little bit of movement there. That's a project that is just huge for Southern Oregon and, of course, Roseburg and Douglas County. It's a project to be completed in 2028. The federal government is contributing 2/3 of that. It'll be 151 beds. 134,000 square feet. Just a lot of activity with my representatives Osborne and Goodwin, and of course State Senator David Rocksmith has been involved in this a long time. We're working with Merkley. Just very excited to get the state to, they've got to put that money in the bank, the $35 million. And so of course with the improved revenue forecast, the money's there. So we're just nudging all we can, Kyle, to get it out of the Ways and Means.
All right, we're going to stop there. Out of time for now, but we'll check in again soon. State Representative Court Boyce, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you again. Bye now.
8:40 at the Morning Report.